Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1445. We're learning today Lulu Nishmas Moshe Doik Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lulu Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and the Refuah Shalem Yehudis Chava Bas Libar Nina. Getting back to our Malacha, the Halachas, actually, of Hachana Lachel. Okay, so, all right, we went through a little bit of the Halachas of Tircha. There's a lot more to go through. We have to, Bezras Hashem, when we have to talk about Mimsei Chefsecha, like we started, we just wanted to give the, few shiurim ago, we gave a separation, Mimsei Chefsecha, V'dabadavar, Hachana. Hachana, we're in the middle of learning now anyways, but be it as it may, we're coming towards the end of Hachana. We still have a little bit more to go. I want to talk a little bit about folding items like a talis and so on. I want to get a little bit into that. That's partially Hachana, partially could be Tikkun Mon or whatever. We'll see how that works. Folding items on a line, like somebody, let's say for example, I want to hang up my pants. Could I put it on the line, hang it up, or should I just put it over a chair? Putting aside the talis a minute, you know what I mean? But just other clothing that we have a sharp line. I have my suit pants, right? I want to fold it on the line on the hanger. Could I do that, or do I have to put it on a chair? These type of questions I want to just talk about a little bit while we're in Hachana, because of the fact that part of the folding of the talis, which we'll see, Bezras Hashem in Simin Shin Beis, which talks about the folding of the clothing, has to do with Hachana. Like, why, you know, would I be allowed to fold my talis? It's a Shabbos talis. So I don't need it anymore. Is there a problem with that? You know, is it a problem folding it on the lines, off the lines? Okay, we'll get a little bit into that. An interesting question coming up. It's not so close, but we're moving towards the line, if you want to call it Sukkos, right? So the question is, he brings down that the Sefer Lamentes Malach, it's a famous shaila in the Shulchan Aruch. The question is, the Sukkah, right? The Sukkah and the Sukkos is finished, and now it's, whatever the case is, Simchas Torah, I need the chairs inside for Simchas Torah, so on, or those who have those who don't eat. Okay, but be it as it may, let's say for Simchas Torah, which is the Kuli Yama, Simchas Torah, nobody eats in the Sukkah, right? But I need the chairs inside for Simchas Torah, right? For that night, I'm going to need it. We're going to eat the Suda inside. Not right now, where the chairs are outside, and it's still Yom Tov. It's Shmini Atzeres, or it's whatever the case is, right? Or it's Shabbos, let's say. And tonight is going to be Simchas Torah. So now the question is, could I bring the chairs in? Right, so he brings down that case. Again, it's a popular case in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Yom Tov and so on. Bringing tables and chairs. So he says like this: as Sefer Lamentes Malachas on page 116, bringing tables and chairs from one room to another and arranging them so that they'll be ready and set up more quickly after Shabbos would be Hachana and would not be allowed, right? It's a pretty simple simple catch, like, from what we've learned. Now you'll say, what do you mean? A mitzvah, tonight Simchas Torah, a mitzvah, the Suda. We've learned in the past that in general, Hachana is not allowed. Just because something is a mitzvah, you can't be over the Isra of Hachana. So he brings that as an example. One may not bring chairs and tables from the Sukkah into the house after the day meal of the last day of Sukkot, right? In order to have everything prepared indoors for the following day of Yom Tov, which would be, let's say, Simchas Torah in this case, right? Later that evening, or even if it's for the night, for after the Zman. Instead, one must wait until the night of the last day had already arrived from before transferring the needed items inside. They have to wait till the day is officially over, which is this month. I mean, again, each person in conjunction with their time that they keep. Some keep 72, whatever the case might be, but they have to wait till it's dark, till it's nighttime, and it's actually the next day. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Right. So, but on the day, on Shabbos itself, right, or on Yom Tov itself, you want to say, well, I'll bring it in. It's a mitzvah tonight. Simchas Torah, that you can do. Okay, so now, however, moving chairs and tables in order to tidy up the room, that would be allowed, right? Like with that we spoke about in the past. Let's say the tables and chairs are inside for whatever reason. Moving the tables and chairs around, tidying up the room would be allowed. For example, one may fold up and put away the chairs and tables after a kiddush on Shabbos, for example, in order to tidy up the room and make it presentable for the remaining hours of Shabbos. Now, again, you can't do that if it's in like a place where nobody's going back. right? Sometimes by a kiddush hall, whatever the case is, good. You clean up. You don't have to leave all the globs of food all over the place. But just to start, putting things in order, tables, chairs, that you can do. And if it's unless it's a shul, unless it's a place, a person's house. Obviously, I need the house. I need the place, right? And these type of things. Now, let's say somebody brought in the it would apply also. Let's say it's talking gonna rain. Right, and somebody doesn't want the chairs to get wet, to get ruined, whatever, the wooden chairs, whatever the case might be, and they're outside in the sukkah, and the same thing, they brought them in because it's starting to rain now. Well, we learned that for a hefsid, you don't have to leave them bedafka outside and get wet. I'm allowed to bring them in. I, tonight, Simchas Torah, I'm going to need them inside, and what do you mean? But now it's raining. Right now they're getting wet, so I need it for now. I have to bring it inside. So that will be okay. So a few chairs you have to bring inside, so that they don't get ruined. So that would be fine. And now once, so already they're inside and you can't leave the place a mess or whatever. You move the chairs over a little bit. Again, you don't want to do too much of a tircha like we spoke about last time, but just start moving the chairs up, moving them around in the room a little bit, tidying up the room, making it look somewhat presentable. Would be okay in a case in time when that, if that was the case, like we said, it's starting to rain, I have to bring the chairs in or whatever, if I leave them out there, they're going to just get ruined. But if that's not the case, just start bringing them in. And even if the person had in mind, whatever, that's for tonight also. But the bottom line is right now it's raining, right? We said just not to say it. But if a person brings it in, just play and push it so I could be ready for tonight, Simchas Torah, that we can't do until after it gets dark. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tov.